very hard fight to get to this point. Especially in the early years of the CIA's detention program, it was a struggle for the committee to get the most basic information or any information at all about the program. The committee's study of the detention program is not just the story of the brutal and ill-conceived program itself. The study is also the story of the breakdown in our system, Madam President, of governance that allowed a country to deviate in such a significant and horrific way from our core principles. One of the profound ways that the breakdown happened was through the active subversion of meaningful congressional oversight, a theme mirrored in the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program during that period. I first learned about some aspects of the CIA's detention interrogation program in 2003. When I became vice chair of the committee, at that point and for years after, the CIA refused to provide me or anybody else with any additional information about the program. They further refused to notify the full committee about the program's existence. You remember, there was always the Gang of Four, the Gang of Six, or the Gang of Eight. They'd take the chairman and vice chairman, take them down to the White House, give them a flip chart, 45 minutes with the vice president, and off we'd go. Senator Roberts and I went down by car and were instructed we couldn't talk to each other on the way back from one of those meetings. It was absurd. They refused to do anything to be of assistance. The briefings I received little or no insight into the CIA's program. Questions or follow-up requests were rejected, and at times I was not allowed to consult with my counsel.